Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to the June 17th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to item three, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. We have addenda item L1, the establishment of employee position at Ward Melville High School. Item L2, resolution creating clerical positions. Item L3, approval of agreement between Erin Blaney and the Three Village Central School District. Item L4, approval of memorandum of agreement for the Three Village School Administrators Association. And also addendum B5. We also have a replacement page, item M2, non-instructional personnel, schedules B2, B17C, and B18. Turning to item 4, student recognition, this is the part that we enjoy the most. Mrs. Petisic?
Yes, that's very true, Mr. Connors. And we are very fortunate this evening to be able to recognize many, many students throughout the district. And we'd like to start with Mount Elementary School in inviting Ms. Catherine White to come to the podium. I'm sorry, we'd also like to invite Ms. Barbara Gilday, who is our transportation coordinator. Thank you.
In a contest sponsored by the New York Association for Pupil Transportation, which is a body of professional transportation directors, such as myself, in this school district throughout the state, and we sponsor a school bus safety poster contest for children in various groups, and each year we have a new theme. This year our theme was no bullying, the bully-free zone on a school bus, which is something that we can all relate to. We work very hard in our school district to be aware of these things and bring them to students' attention and educate them to the benefits of no bullying and being kind. So, without further ado, I would like to introduce Ryan Scriven.
Hello, Ryan. Hang on, you can stay right here.
Did you want to say anything?
Catherine White, principal at Mount Elementary, would like to say a few words about Ryan.
Believe it or not, Ryan is only in second grade. He is one of our most awesome little Mounties. Ryan, you have represented Mount and all of Three Village School District very, very well. We are so proud of you, and even more proud of you, not only for your artwork, but because your behavior represents all that artwork stands for. Congratulations.
We would now like to invite up to the podium Mr. Vincent Vizzo, principal of Murphy Junior High School.
Ryan, that's a hard act to follow, but I want to tell you, congratulations from your friends at Murphy, okay? And good evening. First of all, Gary and Jelena's crew, You did a great job. And from Murphy to us, congratulations on a job well done. And to my crew at Murphy Junior High School, we're always proud of what you do. And this year, you've done so gone so far with that science ball that we are so proud of you. So now, Mr. McManus, please come up.
Good evening, board members and parents. I'd like to thank you for taking time to recognize the achievement of the R.C. Murphy Science Bowl team for winning the regional middle school science bowl competition at Brookhaven National Lab this past March. By winning the regional competition, the students qualified for an all-expense trip paid by the Department of Energy to Washington, D.C. to compete in the National Middle School Science Bowl. The Department of Energy sponsors this competition to try to solicit or encourage kids to pursue careers in math and science, and specifically alternative energy sources. The competition is open to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. The students had to compete against 20 other local teams in the regional competition at Brookhaven Lab. The topics covered biology, chemistry, earth science, physics, astronomy, and math. The format consisted of toss-up questions whereby individuals on each team had the chance to buzz in. Whichever team won the toss-up, they got an opportunity as a team to answer a bonus question. The format at the Nationals followed the same format as the regional, with the addition that the kids had to come up with a car design, applying the knowledge that they gained about energy and machines and pulleys and inclined planes. And they had to use a lithium-ion battery for this part of the competition. They worked for 5 hours straight, from about 9 to 1:30 in the afternoon, and actually a little bit later than that, without any interruptions, any hesitation. They were so engrossed in the design of building this together as a team, I was very, very proud of them. I had asked them, just imagine going back to Murphy, I said, and if I had given you an assignment in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then, to come back and come up with a product in the afternoon, would you like to come into a school like that? And they said, yes, they would. They enjoyed that kind of open forum where they had to sort of put the things together. And it's really applying the STEM idea in real life experience. The team consists of, I'm going to just introduce them now, and I'm very proud of these guys. They're a great bunch of kids. Not only did they take time to come to the meetings every week, but they were very dedicated. They took time at home on their own on the weekends to get together and organize and practice on their own. And I also want to thank the parents and Mr. Vizzo for the support for making this possible. And without further ado, let me introduce these guys that I'm very proud of. Number one is Riley Brown, who is our captain from 8th grade. Come on up, Riley. Next is up is Luke Randall. Come on up, Luke. 7th grader. Next up is Rohan Nagavardhan, a 7th grader. Next up is Keen Liu, our little engineer over here, 7th grader. And the quiet one over there, not so quiet when you get him away, but anyway, Maria Chimpuri, very good. All righty. One last thing I want to add. Normally the regional winners are mostly kids who are in the 8th grade. This group, as you can tell, is one 8th grader and the rest are 7th graders. So I'm very optimistic that we will then hopefully repeat this coming year with all the 7th grade talent that we have coming up. So thank you very much.
Before you guys sit down, though, I just have a question for you. Could you give us an example of some questions and answers from the bowl?
In the area of physics, for example, this is really a lot of them are high school regents questions, believe it or not. This competition is open to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So, for example, they'd ask them a question about a strength of a magnetic field using Gauss. Now, I don't even teach that, in junior high school. Now, we do go into a database, and we do go beyond the middle school. They ask them questions about respiration photosynthesis in terms of biology, which, is again, is a living environment, Regents level type of question. They'll talk about adenosine triphosphate, questions about the energy that, again, is ninth grade biology. Like, we'll talk about energy in bio and life science in middle school, just in the sense of, like, you know, producing energy. We don't get into adenosine triphosphate as a molecule. In terms of chemistry, they'll talk about things like, for example, exothermic versus endothermic reactions and rates of reactions. And they'll talk about Avogadro's number, which is something I didn't even learn until I got to college. So, I mean, you know, I mean, and I grew up in Ireland with my elementary and secondary education, but I didn't get into chemistry really until I got to college over here. So these kids are sharp, but they may be very proud. And again, they're also a credit to their parents, and I really want to thank their parents. I don't know if I said it enough, because they really are great. They all came down to Washington to support us, and they're awesome people, and that's why they're here. And I expect great things from them in the future.
This evening, we'd like to ask Mr. William Bernhard, principal of Julinas Junior High School, to come up.
There are indeed myriad reasons why Mr. Gary Vorwald was awarded Master Teacher of New York State in Science, but let me give you just two of them this evening. How about a Science Olympiad team, number one in the state of New York, and number 10 in the United States of America. Here they are. Mr. Vorwald.
Thank you, Mr. Bernhard, and thank you to the board and administration for inviting us here today. The Science Olympiad program, and I also want to put my hats off to Murphy as well, both for their Science Bowl, but also their Science Olympiad team. The Three Village Science Olympiad teams from Murphy, Gelinas, and the high school always lead the county and often the state. Each school, middle school, fielded three teams of 15 students for the regional competition, and our six teams were all in the top 10 of the county at about 35 teams. So we're kind of competing with ourselves many times at the regional. Science Olympiad is very similar to Science Bowl in a lot of ways. It has allowed students to compete in science, technology, engineering, and math fields against students around the nation with similar interests. We start with regional competitions in which each team of 15 students competes in the county, Eastern Long Island regional competition, in up to 23 different events that include everything from anatomy and fossils to technology events where they build bridges and they fly gliders, launch catapults, and so on and so forth. There's chemistry events, physics events, and so on. And the 15 students divide up those events and pair up and form smaller teams to compete in individual events. We're very fortunate in that we've got a great support structure with our parents, our administration, our teachers, our coaches, and the students themselves. They work very hard throughout the year, on weekends, at home, at school. And what I really love about all these young people, and this is just part of our team, we have the 30 students that went to states, but we also had another 30 that were in invitational tournaments and so on. So our programs have really grown, and the goal, of course, is to get kids excited about math and science and technology. And I think we're achieving that, as evidenced here. So after regional, the top teams go on to states. And from states, the top one or two teams go on to nationals. And we had the good fortune of getting to nationals. This is our 11th consecutive year. And we want to thank the district for all their continual support, both financially and also with their motivation and encouragement. From the building level to the district level, as well as our parents and our students. At this time, I'd like to call up the team. I don't know if they're in the same order as their certificates. I hope so. If it's in the order that I submitted, then we may have a chance. Yeah. Or maybe read from the certificate, probably be easier. And when the team comes up, if you'll I come up and then gather on this side, I think that'll be great. Yeah, they are in the order. Ryan Abatiello, I don't know if Ryan is here today. Ryan's not here. And David Cutting is not here. Drake Eggleston, one of our captains. Oh, okay. I guess they're probably in alphabetical order. All right, so we'll go with, we'll have to have you wait a few minutes. Jake Butkovich. Yep. Now Drake. Jade Eggleston. Kathleen Esfahani. Not here. Joshua George. And Daniel Huang. Okay, one of our other captains, Emily Huang. Victor Zhao. One of our captains who has been selected for next year, Varun Jindal. Ryan Krug. Elias Masra. And one of our ninth grade leaders, Ariana Parkaday. One of our other ninth graders, Faima Quadir. One of our eighth graders, who's a future captain for next year, Sahil Sangwan. One of our ninth graders who served as secretary this year and event coach, Andy Sauer. Liam Sauer. Prakash Sukar. Not here. One of our seventh graders, William Sun. William's going to be a treasurer next year. Finn Wander. Finn's not here. One of our future leaders for next year, Kevin Hsu. Another one of our future leaders, Alice Yang. And Eric Yang. Another one of our captains this year, Andrew Zhang. Ashley Zhang, who's going to be treasurer next year. Justin Zhang. And that's the team. So, congratulations. If I have a moment, I'd like to echo what Mr. McManus said. When we have the opportunity to work with such amazing kids that become passionate about science, and what I'm also so proud of them is that they become friends, they support one another, their teamwork. It's not just studying behind books, it's working together, and that's what I think both Science Bowl and Science Olympiad encourages. So congratulations to the entire team, a pleasure to work with you. Oh, also I'd like to bring up, do we have anything for the coaches? Yeah, we have some coaches that are here today. If you have the order there, we have Mrs. Schroeder, one of our volunteer coaches. Mr. Mike Buchlis, is Mike here? No. Chris Murata, one of our volunteer coaches. And Mr. Daguerre, I don't think could be here.
Thank you.
And then I guess one for me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. Thank you. I'm going to ask the ninth graders. We have some very small gifts to some of our administration we'd like to give. And if our captains, Ms. Pettit, just hang on just a second. And Mr. Connors, we have something for you. We would like to make Mrs. Petisic and Mr. Bernhardt, you want to kind of come on up. Honorary members of the family. So for our Friday night, we have a special shirt that we wear, and the kids chose this. I didn't have anything to do with it, but it's the Godfather theme. We're all in the family. So Emily, you want to give that to Mrs. Pettisich and Andrew? Where's Andrew? Yep, Mr. Bernhardt. And then also we have a little token to the administrators if you want to give them out. We have a picture of the team with a thank you. We appreciate all the support that the district provides.
Thank you, and thank you for the lovely gifts. We really appreciate that. Mr. Bernhardt?
We have some more good news tonight. There's at least one person in the audience that can spell balneotherapy. That I'm sure of. Does anyone know who that person is? At least one person can spell that. I would like to introduce another person who I consider a master teacher in the field of humanities. Our English chairperson, who served as our acting assistant principal this year and did an extraordinary job, and she completely fosters wonderful initiatives like the one that she's about to explain, Mrs. Joanna Catalino.
Thank you, Mr. Bernhardt. Good evening, Mrs. Pettisich and members of the Board of Education, and thank you for taking time tonight. Over 11 million students participated in what has been called the Super Bowl of spelling this year. However, our very own eighth grader, Sahil Sangwan, was one of only 285 spellers to compete at the national level in the 2015 Scripps National Spelling Bee this past May. The bee took place at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center in National Harbor, Maryland, and was broadcast on ESPN. So for those of you who didn't get a chance to see it, I wanted to let you know the competitors from all over the world competed, ages 9 through 15. The competition included a vocabulary quiz in addition to the usual spelling challenge, and the grand prize winner received $30,000 as a cash prize. Sahil made it to the third round of this national competition and received from Microsoft a Surface 3 with keyboard and stylus, as well as several other prizes. So tonight, it is my privilege, on behalf of the Three Village Central School District, to honor his achievement by presenting Sahil with a certificate of recognition. We are so proud of you, Sahil. It took a lot of time and dedication, and as you could see, he does have other commitments with Science Olympiad, and it really is something worth commending. So congratulations.
As all of you can see here this evening, we have much to celebrate and be proud of in Three Village, and I know these achievements will continue for these students, and we wish them well in all of their academic and co-curricular endeavors. As we know, we are right now in the middle of regents and finals. We are going to allow our students and their families, if they would like to leave at this point in the evening, to do so, because we know you have a long day and many of you are probably going home to study. So congratulations again. You are the pride of Three Village.
I'd like to turn to item 5 on the agenda, tenure reception. Mrs. Pettisich?
Yes, we are continuing our evening of celebration, and As we announce the building, we are just going to ask the board liaison to come up and give the certificate to the individual who is receiving tenure. This evening, for Minnesaukee, our board liaison is Ms. Inger Germano. Unfortunately, our two tenure recipients from Minnesaukee are not one. Unavailable to attend this evening, but we still would like to mention their names. Linda Messina, assistant principal, and Karen Booker, teaching assistant. So congratulations to Linda and Karen. From Mount Elementary School, we would ask that Mr. Connors join Ms. Catherine White. And we are very pleased this evening that Ms. White actually will be receiving tenure. So congratulations. Also from Mount Elementary School, Angela Saracini, teaching assistant. Angela? Okay. Mr. Connors is going to remain up. We've Nassaukeag Elementary School. We'd like to invite Kristen Rimmer, assistant principal. Congratulations, Kristen. Our board liaison from Julinas Junior High School. We'd also like to invite up Karen Rorty, who is receiving tenure. Karen? And Alan Moore, teaching assistant. Our board liaison from Ward Melville High School, Dr. Jeffrey Kerman. Receiving tenure from Ward Melville is Roseanne DiBella, assistant principal. Susan Berger, teaching assistant. And Annette Goldberg, teaching assistant. Congratulations. And for district-wide, we'd ask Mr. Connors to present the certificates to Kevin Scanlon, Assistant Superintendent for Educational Services. Dr. Paul Gold, K-12 Social Studies Director. Richard Pulaski, Executive Director of Pupil Personnel Services. Rich has actually managed to get tenure and retire all in the same year, so congratulations. And last but not least, certainly, Catherine Taldone, Director of Community and School Partnerships. Congratulations to all of our tenure recipients. We would also like to take a moment to recognize three individuals who have served as interim assistant principals during the 2014-2015 school year. Being an interim is not as easy as it may seem. You come to a building and you have to navigate a new policies, learn a new culture, and it's terminal. So you know that at the end of the school year, at the end of the school year, it comes to an end. However, these individuals, it seems as though they have been here with us forever. They have made contributions beyond our expectations, and their dedication and devotion to the students has really made them exemplary in their roles. So we would like to honor them this evening. We'll start with Mr. Martin Malone at Ward Melville High School. Thank you. Brian McCarthy from Mount Elementary School. and Mr. Robert Harrington, Arrowhead Elementary School. Thank you again for your commitment. You allowed us to continue valuing the education that we have in our district, so we cannot thank you enough. We'd like to take maybe a 10-15 minute break so that we may honor our recipients and also our three interims with a reception in the adjourning room. So we're just going to take a 10-15 minute break. Thank you.
I'd like to turn to item six on the agenda. This is our first public participation session. It can last up to 30 minutes in length. We ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, turning to item 7A, bid. Mr. Carlson?
We have one bid. It's for elevator reconstruction at Jolinas Junior High School, similar to the work we did at Murphy Junior High School this past year. This was included in our 2014-15 capital projects.
We have a motion. Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 8. Reports. Student representative report. George?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Connors. Well, this is it. This is my last report. But while it is also the end, it is also the beginning. Because next to me here, I have Joey Hines, who will be the next president of student government and therefore the next student representative. Joey's he's a pretty cool guy. He's was our publicity officer in student government and did a phenomenal job. He's a major contributor over at the yearbook, and I'm really excited for what he's going to do next year. So you want to say something, Joey?
Hi, everyone. I'm Joey Hines. I'm finishing up my junior year now, and I look forward to being the student representative on the Board of Ed next year.
Where do you want to
I'll have the whole board open.
Good.
keep George in the middle.
They are terrible.
We like it back here.
Can you just put a little bit of an angle? Everyone take two steps to the side so we get a little bit more of the logo.
Yes. I'd like to invite up Ms. White from Mount Elementary School and Mr. Tranquino, one of our district enrichment teachers, who are going to co-present with me this evening. So this is going along the lines of all the reports. This is the final report of the year on our IGPI enrichment program. Just some background. The Three Village Central School District has had an intellectually gifted program now for over 30 years. The program used to include students from grades 3 through 6, and this was changed to grades 4 through 6. In 2008, the PI program was created, initially to replace the IG program, but it became a parallel program for several years. And in 2012-13, the Program Review Committee determined that the PI program would be phased out in favor of a school-wide enrichment program, beginning with the fourth grade in 2013-14 and expanded to fifth and sixth grades in the next 2 years. We established a focus committee representing teachers within the gifted program, also general education classroom teachers, administration, parents throughout the district to review some of the things that we've been doing with the IG program and to give input with the expansion to the enrichment program. In addition to that, we hired a consultant outside the district who currently is now the president of Agate, and we're continuing our work with Mary Kay Lewis. The current plan, starting for this year, we had two committees. We have 37 committees, standing committees in the district that do focus on a whole host of different issues that we have. Two separate committees were looking at issues separately. The Elementary Math Committee was looking at the new elementary math program that you have already had a presentation on, and they recommended a support system for the new elementary math being rolled out. In addition, the IGPI Enrichment Committee recommended expanding the enrichment program from the fourth and fifth grade, where it currently is, to all elementary grade levels, K through 6. This is based upon a lot of data. We don't just make the decisions or these recommendations arbitrarily. A lot of national and state trends are emphasizing the piece of science, technology, engineering, and math, what we call STEM. Some also call it STEAM. They had arts in there as well. For this, at the end of this year, the sixth grade is the last year of the PI program. So in June, the next week, the PI program will be terminated. The committee, though, is recommending that the enrichment program be renamed and expanded to become STEM, and encompass all grade levels K through 6, and have a representative, a STEM teacher, in each of the five elementary schools. Ms. White.
As the newest member to the IG committee, I have been so grateful for the opportunity. I often feel as though I learned more than I contributed in my first year. I've learned a lot about the intricacies of the IG program, as well as the intricacies of the gifted learner. So moving forward, due to the declining enrollment in the district, the IG program is being moved to Nassiquake Elementary School, beginning with fourth grade next year in the 15-16 school year. The program will fully phase out of Mount by the end of the 16-17 school year. This move, coupled with the move of the ENL, formerly known as the ESL program, will help balance out the numbers of Nassiquake and Mount, so that by September of 2017, both of our numbers should be approximately 550. Declining enrollment has a negative impact on a school building, including concerns such as only having two sections on a grade, which limits student groupings, as well as needing to work with a revolving shared staff, which limits creativity involved in scheduling. This balance will support Nassau-Cague in both of these areas. In addition to the points I just spoke to, Nassau-Cague happens to be the split school, with some of its sixth graders going to Murphy, with others going to Gelinas. Having two of our populations that must split at the end of sixth grade in the split school makes good sense. Although I personally am so sad to see both of these populations leave us, I know that it is in the best interest of our school district. The committee spent a great deal of time this year working on four surveys, as indicated on the slide, to support us in determining program strengths and weaknesses. The committee worked on these surveys throughout the school year to ensure the data collected would be valid and informative based on our needs. These surveys will be distributed to all IG stakeholders. The information will be collected and organized, and the data analyzed to inform our instruction and setup of the IG program. The committee had decided to reorganize the structure of the IG selection committee. The inclusion of an IG teacher, a third grade teacher, as well as the assistant superintendent allows for a stronger selection committee that maintains the integrity of the selection process. Having seen this process done in both ways, I can tell you the process we are currently using is much more beneficial to the students. The third grade teacher observation survey has been simplified and streamlined to target those identifiers that would indicate a truly gifted student. The second grade ELA test was eliminated this year, as all stakeholders involved with the IG program, as well as the second grade teachers, felt this was not a good indicator of a gifted student. The committee will look to possibly replace this exam with an alternate criteria or simply eliminate it. Next year, all administrators, teachers, and parents will be informed of the new criteria. And now Gretchen Tranchino will finish up our presentation.
Good evening. It was a pleasure being on this committee, and just to give you an idea of some of the progress that I believe we made as committee members. I know for some people, it was a great learning experience, learning about gifted students and their different needs. For some of us that have already taught in that area, it was affirming to hear some of the things that we've been noticing over the years. Some of the progress we made, identifying key features within curriculum and planning, including alignment with relevant content standards, development of a comprehensive scope and sequence, and the use of differentiation strategies, basically having an opportunity to talk about best practice and what we should be doing and how we should be thinking about these things when we're designing curriculum. In terms of, and let me just say, I feel like we made progress, but I think there's way more that we have to do. I think we just started opening really good conversations, and people are really on board about thinking about how we can take this and really move it forward. In terms of next steps, one of the things that was discussed was developing a maintenance criteria for the IG program, so that if students are, when students enter into the program, they're placed in the program to make sure that the program is the proper fit for them. So establishing some sort of criteria that we make sure we have the proper fit for all of our students. Funding for curriculum writing projects, the IG teachers will be working on a curriculum scope and sequence focusing on math. They'll be aided with a junior high school math chair leading the project. I think this will be great because they'll be, it'll help us guarantee smoother integration from the elementary school, the IG program, and into junior high. The STEM program is going to be launched. The goal this year will be to create 3 lessons for every grade in elementary school, a total of 21. These lessons will be similar across all the buildings, and they'll focus on science, technology, engineering, math, and enrichment, but not necessarily or actually not individually. The idea behind STEM would be that we integrate these things, that we break down the barriers between the disciplines, cross the disciplines, and try and encourage learning across the disciplines. So that's, I think, a very exciting venture. In terms of professional development and progress, 3 representatives, one of them very fortunate was myself to attend the Confertude at the University of Connecticut last summer, and I thank the board for allowing me to do so. It was an amazing experience, and just from morning till night being exposed to different strategies and different ways to look at teaching, regardless of whether you're looking at gifted students or not. It was just really talking about best practice, and that was a great opportunity. We had training with Mary Kay, the consultant, and the IG teachers and enrichment teachers were fortunate to have one day where we just had Mary Kay to ourselves, and we could talk about the things that we were doing and implementing, garnering feedback from her, and looking forward to what we might be thinking about doing in the future. Next steps, again, sending different representatives to the Confertude at UConn this year, providing training to all the elementary teachers in the identification of high-ability learners. I think that's something super important, and when the teachers are making recommendations, for example, into the IG program, they'll now have training to help them understand what characteristics they're really looking for. So that's important. And today I was fortunate, actually, that the district sent me to a STEM conference, training in that. So that's, again, thank you. All the professional development is very much appreciated. Communication, the progress, we continue to work. We anticipate continued work with the consultant. The orientation program for IG has been revised. All the changes have been discussed at budgetary meetings, committee meetings, 3B SAGE, in order to ensure understanding across the district and transparencies. Going forward, keeping information flowing across the community and apprising people of changes in the maintenance and the selection criteria, again, so it's out there, everyone knows about it, it's not a secret, and it's there to be taken advantage of, so people know how to advocate for their children. Continue to meet with all the stakeholders, so that we continue to look at best practice and what we really need to do. I think the committee really made a lot of progress, and people that, I think Mr. Scanlon came in thinking that he might have to tear different factions apart, and actually people really ended up working really nicely together and coming to a consensus that there's lots of different things we have to consider when we educate.
Any questions?
Yes, Kev. I'm very much in favor of STEM, obviously, because I think it's important. But one of the things you mentioned was STEAM.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what we're going to do with that A part of the STEM and make it into STEAM, because there are children who come to school strictly because of the arts, strictly because of music, et cetera.
True.
So I'm wondering what we're doing with that aspect of it.
I think it's only recently that many of the conferences are starting to change the terminology to STEAM. We certainly have our region in the area, Region Tillis, that emphasizes the focus on the arts. And that doesn't only include art, but also music and other areas. So it's a wide range. This district has had a wonderful reputation for holding fast to keeping those type of programs in place. Sadly, I can tell you some of our neighboring districts have done away with music in the elementary schools, going to the bare minimum of art requirements. But Three Village has maintained those type of programs. So as the program starts to change and what's out there starts to change, I think we're going to have to be very much on the forefront of attending conferences and looking into what else is being done. This first step today was to be able to get out there and see this for the first time. Our five STEM teachers actually took part in a training, an additional training beyond the general training given to the all of the elementary teachers for the new GoMath program, along with the new math committee that was formed to help support them. So we have a lot of groups that are going about doing these things. So we have to try to keep looking out there for more things that can support us. But it's still very, very new. And there's not a lot out there yet, except for a few of the conferences. And I think what we have to do is be able, one of the most important pieces with all of this that we've done. When we did this 2 years ago, we said, oh, we're going to have the enrichment program, and it's going to expand all the way to the sixth grade. But then as we went through everything, we started to notice that there was a different need. So one of the most important things for any educational program, we have to be adaptable. We have to be able to change what we have in order to suit the needs of the students going through. Having a STEM program that's K through 6 is going to serve our students in the long run much better than what we currently are offering them. So as the students are coming through to kindergarten, I can honestly tell you, I have the registrar's office underneath me. We attract a lot of students to Three Village for a variety of different reasons, all the different services we offer them. Two of the biggest programs we attract for are our special ed programs and our IG program. We have a lot of people that want to come here because of what we offer at higher levels. The AP program, the honors program, and the secondary levels, those are still of great interest. Sadly, some of our districts that have massive budgetary constraints are doing away with these type of things. But Three Village is holding fast to that. So I think we need to maintain a consistent growth pattern, do professional development, and look to see what else is out there and try to look at some of the districts that we like to compare ourselves to and see what they're also doing. Confertute is a great opportunity for us. It's the International Conference on Gifted Education. So we're not only looking at people from our Northeast region, we're looking at people all over the world. So this was an opportunity. We sent three teachers last year, and we need to look beyond the borders of just our district or Long Island. We need to go out and see what else is being done. And that research is very, very important. And the three teachers that went last year, I debriefed with them when they came back. The things that they learned and they brought back to the committee were extremely valuable. No problem. Thank you. What you see in front of you is the recommendations from the CDC, not the Center for Disease Control. It's the Curriculum Development Council. That is a body of teachers and administrators throughout the district that approve the curriculum writing projects each year. The list that you see in front of you, just so you understand, the committee takes its work very seriously. There are specific guidelines that have been followed for many, many years, and each year we try to tweak something even more. Each one of these projects is vital to the continuing functioning and developing of our curriculum programs. But the committee doesn't take everything just on face value. It critically analyzes all the presentations, goes through everything, checks numbers, and tries to prioritize what is coming forward. Many of the things that are beyond the district, such as state demands, Common Core standards, are necessitating a lot more of the projects that we're seeing being put forward. But as you also noticed, as you look at the documents, some of the projects are also either held or not approved. So we don't approve every single thing that comes through. And again, we do prioritize as they go along and make adjustments. So what you have in front of you are the curriculum development projects for this coming school year that we're asking for your approval for.
We have a motion. Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, the approval of budgetary transfers over $10,000.
We have, it's really one budget transfer from two different codes. It's for textbook purchase at Mount for literacy textbooks.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Turning to F, acceptance of donations.
We have several donations. The first three are donations to the Jody F. Scholarship Fund. We have checks from Michael Green, Kevin Harnett, and Eileen Schlenk. Then we also have a check in the amount of $1,000 from Suffolk Transportation Service, which is the company that provides our big bus service, to go into the Ward Melville High School Scholarship Fund. We have a check in the amount of $600 donated to Minnesota Elementary School by the Three Village Music Boosters to be used for the purchase of Adventureland T-shirts. And then we have a check for $2,000 donated to the Ward Melville Boys Varsity Volleyball Program by Andrea and Jim Allen, and a check in the amount of $500 to the scholarship fund from the Suffolk County Chapter of the Association of School Business Officials.
May I have a motion, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. What I'd like to do is combine G, H, I, and J. Mr. Carlson?
G is a contract with an outside service provider for educational services. H is three separate contracts for special education tuition for outside agencies. I is a number of contracts for the 15-16 school year for special education services with a variety of service providers. And J is one contract for health and welfare services for a for Three Village resident students attending a private school located in another school district.
May I have a motion, please, on these for Mrs. Gish, second Ms. Babinka. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, authorized participation cooperative bids for cafeteria and food supplies.
This is to participate in the Long Island School Nutrition Directors Association cooperative bid for the upcoming year. We've participated in this for a number of years.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Turning to L, the approved renewal of license agreement with the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers.
This is the annual contract to cover any cost for royalties for when we do a show like a review or sometimes in another show we're using a song that's copyrighted. This pays for the royalties for those.
Okay, have a motion. Mrs. Gish, second Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Turning to L1, personnel action establishment of employee position at Ward Melville High School.
This is as a result of a new position that was created this year at Ward Melville High School to up a 0.5 clerical to a full 1.0 clerical in the health office.
I have a motion, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Turning to L2, the resolution creating clerical positions.
Similarly, this resolution, out of the good graces of the board, allowed us to add a couple of clerical positions where we were short-staffed. We have three positions now to add in our table of organization for us.
May I have a motion, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L3, approval agreement between Erin Blaney and the Three Village Central School District. May I have a motion, please, on this?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Turning to L4, the approval of memorandum of agreement for the Three Village School Administrators Association.
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, want to say a few words, Chair?
Sure.
We, the Board of Education, we are pleased to announce that we are approving a memorandum of agreement with the Three Village School Administrators Association. It will be a three-year contract, and we want to thank the Board of Education and also the administrators. It was a very pleasant negotiation session, and we think it is favorable for all parties. So congratulations. Yes.
Motion, please. We've done that. On the vote. Okay, very good. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries unanimously. Yes. May I have personnel one instructional? Okay, may I have a motion, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And turning to M2, non-instructional. Okay. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Turning to N, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And turning to O, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting date stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Informational items of interest?
Yes. The Long Island Boys Golf Championship. After more than 30 years, Ward Melville High School's boys varsity golf team has captured the Long Island Championship Cup. After defeating more than 45 Suffolk teams to clinch the Suffolk County Championship, Ward Melville headed to Bethpage Black to take on the Nassau Champs Friends Academy. So they defeated their opponent 6-3. As well as the Suffolk County Girls Golf Championship, varsity athlete Danielle Green compiled a career record of 69-3, placed seventh in the counties as a sophomore, second as a junior, and first as a senior. She shot a two-day total of 152 on Dogwood and Spruce at Middle Island Country Club. So she's off to college in Pennsylvania and will compete on a collegiate level in golf as well. The Suffolk County Math Tournament, we just finished competing in the Suffolk County Math Tournament at Stony Brook University, and the Mount Math Masters took first and second place this year, and they also took home seven individual trophies, which included first, second, and third places. June 18th is the Senior Athletic Awards, that's tomorrow night, Athletic Awards Dinner at the Old Field Club, and June 19th is the Senior Alumni Summer Recall Show at Ward Melville High School. And George forgot a couple things.
Yeah, I'm afraid in all the sentiment, I actually forgot to give the report. Two big things. Thursday, the 25th, that's going to be the senior prom. The theme is Journey to Neverland. I've sneaked a couple peeks at some of the set, the design, and it looks phenomenal. That's 9 p.m. That's always a good time. And then Sunday, the 28th, is graduation. I'll be there. And
we will be there, too.
You guys will be there, yeah. So I think, So
you still have to pass health.
I do. I have the health test on Tuesday. So depending on how I do that, that'll depend if I see you guys there.
Okay,
so,
very
fingers crossed, all right? If not, maybe Dr. Baum can pull a few strings.
Oh, well.
Didn't you say you weren't signing his diploma?
I'd like to turn now to number 11, our second public participation session. This can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, may I have a motion for adjournment, please. Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Mano, good evening, everyone.